Dylan?
Hi.
Hi, Bill. How are you?
I'm good. I just sent you the almost final product.
The latest and greatest.
You got it, kiddo. And all I'm missing is the forward or introduction, whatever we want to call it, from Poland. And he's free starting this week. He'll work on it, and it should be there very soon.
Did you get a chance to see the file I sent you?
When was that?
It's been a while.
I don't remember if I ever.
I think I sent it to you last week.
I've been away most of last week.
No problem. No problem. I'll get this file, the one you just sent me, done, and I'll send you a new one by next week. Okay?
All right, so, yeah, and I'll look for what you sent me, but this is, a lot of it's been proofread. I went over it again. I try to align everything nicely because that's up to you guys, but I wrote a glossary. There's an introduction, there's an artist statement, there's acknowledgement, all those things. I think the tape kind of a table of contents. But I did the table very differently. I put down. I have
this
like a
looks
table.
Pretty
well,
good.
That one you see. Yeah, you see the sheet. If you go down, like, you'll see where each table of contents is for each country. And that's separate without page numbers.
Yeah. Okay. I think I can make a slight amount of tweaks onto this and make it very nice.
I think so.
Give me a second.
Okay.
Okay, so I want to ask one thing, just one thing. In the book you sent me, there is a section you called forward. So what's that about?
That would be the introduction, or whatever you call it.
Ah, okay, okay.
Poland is writing.
Got it. And the Day of Jewish Culture, which is on the table of contents.
That's the picture. It's written in Polish, and it has my line of cut of one of my synagogues, and it's Day of Jewish Culture, and you can read my name. I think the date was like July or June.
Yeah.
You know, it had really nice. It had music.
What is TPZK and PFDF?
That's at the end. That I think it's his. Thomas Wisniewski's company
logo?
Or group or
company logo. Okay, cool.
Yeah.
Do you,
course,
just asking, very important, because do you have permission to use that logo?
Oh, sure, I do. Yeah.
Perfect. Because, like, this is very important, especially in terms of other things, using logos, permission is very important.
No, I'll get permission. That's no problem. He's the one that's writing my forward for me.
Oh, okay,
so,
okay.
There's no problem with that.
Got it.
Otherwise, every time I use somebody else's stuff, I said after. So, if you go to Belarus, I use the Volpa dances, and I say inspired by.
Yeah,
I see that.
I see that.
Yeah.
So we'll just have to just make this slightly neat and more, you know, just have the standard formatting check on this, and I think we should be good to go with some minor adjustments, okay?
I think you were going to decide what size to make it. So right now it's formatted in a square, and I think it's made it more into a portrait. So let's say instead of 8x8 or 8.5x8.5, let's say it was 8.5x10, and that way
we'll
you
go
could
11.
Take the writing.
That's like the standard A4, so we'll go 11.
Yeah. So then, if it's standard, you could leave the pictures more or less the same, but make the writing a little bit bigger, font. And I think that would really look nice. And then if they want, I can cut down some of the words if need be, and I can also do some research.
However, I don't think it's a requirement. I'm looking at it. It's not a requirement. The words are enough with the pictures. I don't think we'll need any additions at this time.
Yeah, I made some additions, the ones that were very sparse.
Yeah.
And I'm finding there's more on the Internet, so it was easy to make additions.
That's great.
But some synagogues, I can't find anything except what I've researched already.
Got it. One thing, though. Just one question. I think it's Khodriv. Khodriv, Ukraine.
What about Ukraine?
I think Khodriv, Ukraine is one of the pictures, okay? And it has the one that has a coin, like, you know, two small pictures of a coin, front and back.
Oh, that is not necessary if you think there's going to be any kind of problem. I could probably get permission to use it without too much problem. I would just
okay.
have to write the museum in Israel.
Okay.
And,
I'm actually just asking if I can make an adjustment on the placement, because I would rather place these on each side of the title rather than below the entire page. It will look much nicer.
I think so too. I think so too.
Perfect.
Yeah, that could be moved. Those are nice little pictures too.
Perfect.
They're not copyrighted because they're from, and I will write them and get permission. But the site I took it off says courtesy of and the name of the museum.
Mm-hmm.
So it should not be a problem.
Got it. Perfect. So I'll get this sorted, and I'll get back to you on this by next week, okay?
Yeah, and then I never spoke to the person that I don't know what his title
Daniel McCain.
But I never spoke to him.
Daniel McCain.
Okay.
Yeah. So I assume I told Daniel McCain about you being interested in marketing the book and expanding your, what is that? Expanding the reach of the book. Because, like, you have such
yeah.
an interesting niche, I would recommend that you expand the reach of the book. Because instead of just going with Amazon or Barnes & Noble, what you can do is you can go for book placements and it'll make the book available on local stores for people to buy. Initially, it might seem like an investment, but given the price of the book, even if few people are to buy it, you'll get all that investment back because the book is well-priced. And you'll be able to get it even into local areas of the book, especially in Ukraine. You have Ukraine, you have Poland, you'll be able to possibly get the book in few local stores in Ukraine, Lithuania, and, you know, Poland.
Yeah.
So should I, you know, get a conversation arranged for you to make that happen? Would you be interested?
Well, we can have that conversation, but meanwhile, like I said, I think the book looks good, and I know it's ready to go.
Perfect. So, how about this? Let's get this done by next week, okay? And I'll get you a conversation, and we'll see what you can start off with, okay?
Yep.
Perfect. Anything else, Bill, or are we good to go?
We're good to go.
Perfect.
I'm tired of this book, and I don't want to do any new ones and put it in the book, so I'm going to just stop temporarily.
Okay.
I'll put the new stuff on the website, but the book, that's got to be finished at some point.
It will be. I'm hoping the book will be finished by next week because we just need the introduction. Yeah, we just need the introduction done. And it's the introduction, right? Or is it the acknowledgement? I forgot what that guy's writing for you.
Hopefully, it'll be just one page.
Okay.
But if it's long, then the only thing I'd have to do is change the pages in the table of contents.
Oh, we'll do that. No problem. You don't have to worry about it. Whatever comes, we'll do that.
And we'll know if you like the table of contents, because I think it's different. And I think it will work.
Sure, no problem. It's no problem. Table of contents, absolutely no problem. We'll get it done, okay?
Okay, thank you.
No problem, Bill. Take care. Have a good day.
Okay, bye.